This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Oh, don't hear.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, May 8th, 2025.
Yeah, just...
I slowed down the pacing to, again, verify.
Damn near had a faux poo just now.
I believe it's Fox Pox.
Almost hit the...
We had chicken pox here. They had fox pox over there.
Almost hit the damn button to take us to break.
Nice.
So we just got on this morning.
What just got on here?
Oh, you know how much hell we'd catch for that?
You guys, first off, you only work 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And 30 seconds at a time, evidently. Now I'm here busting my ass on this fryer.
We'd get skewered for it, but... You know, if we are obviously not here, like on a, let's not even call it a vacation. The company wouldn't let us come to work for a week. And, you know, most radio shows do a best of. We choose to do a worst of because we're rebels and we are disruptors. We just invert everything. Like later, Fatboy will be playing the role of Jennifer Hate Hewitt. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
A little bit of inversion, but not perversion. That'll be in sports later. But, yeah.
Man.
It's wild.
I'm up here trying to pour concrete because that's the job I go to whenever we hear.
By the way, Jesse, no offense taken.
And I'm working longer than y'all are.
Yeah.
I love when the
when we're not here and do the worst of the rebellious worst ofs, there's a little legality that has to play that says, is that playing over?
This is the one that pisses people off when they hear it.
Oh, okay.
Because where it changes what you're about to say.
Yes. Okay. Good. You're on the same wavelength, and you're giving me my musical accompaniment. And if we could throughout the show, just play that little thing of when it goes, this is a previous, and we do it right in the middle of the current segments. That would piss him off so much.
This is where they're getting pumped up. They're like, mother!
You asses!
damn it! That's when they get so, you work 4 hours!
They might not be doing it now because last time they did it, a lot of them felt bad afterwards. You know, they were like, I cussed y'all out for being out today, but then I heard about your mother, man. I'm sorry.
I'll immediately get a text from Rico. It's like, you off again? I'm going to crash my truck into the tree.
Actually, we're not live in Greenville. We're in Italy right now. We're watching chimneys in hopes of finding out news.
No, waiting for the decision.
Yes. I've actually got an advanced copy of next season's Conclave, so I already know what happens.
What color smoke it's going to be?
I can't say. HBO made me. Is it on HBO?
This is a
I don't know what it's on.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't either. I literally read a thing that said, because Fatboy mentioned that he saw in the news a woman has been there on vacation. Is she from the States?
Yeah.
She's there on, you know, call it holiday probably over there. And she's there to await this. And what was it? Her flight leaves out the end of the week?
Her flight leaves on Monday. They asked her, what if there's no new Pope by Monday? She said, well, I'll postpone it. We're not leaving until we see the Pope.
She will postpone it.
You know how she... Oh, she should have said that if she wasn't such a dummy. Yeah. You know how she got there?
Airplane?
Well, that's how she got there. But she said she was watching it on TV when she saw the conclave was getting together and it was set.
The real conclave, not the cast.
Yep. That's when she booked her flight. So I'm thinking, you don't have a job.
What a life.
And endless amounts of money.
How old a lady was she, just by guessing? I mean, was she a retired person?
No, I would say mid-30s, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Well, good for her.
She didn't sound retired.
Good for her.
Yeah, this is a life experience. I love things like this. Why not? Be there when the Pope's decided.
Hell, though. Like, how can you say, like, how can you just drop it and go?
I don't. Maybe people were smarter and they're planning their lives than
but
I
no
was.
No one knew he was going to die.
Well, I mean, that's just part of living.
Even if you have the money, you can't go to most companies that you work for and say, hey, guys, I'm going to be gone for like 2 weeks, maybe more. I can work from Italy. The time difference would be weird, but I can do calls at 2 a.m. for you. It's just like, yeah, just go, I'm just going to gallivant over here.
Maybe she's kind of like, social media famous, and she has more disposable income, and she can set her own pace. Because that seems to be people that are...
You know, that's one of the influencers are down 45% from previous earnings the year before.
That's a big chunk, man.
That is a big chunk. But first off, if you ever relied on that, you're stupid. Yeah. Like, I'm just being honest. Hawk Tua, there you go.
Well,
if you ever relied on virality on the internet as your income, like once or twice it goes, all right, but then you keep trying to keep it going and going.
Well, don't kill my dream.
I'm going to right now as your friend and tell you, do not plan your future around the internet at all, to be honest with you. Not that I feel it's going to go away, but like that's just one of those things where, you know.
So I never felt bad about the TikTok ban because people were crying like, well, I make money on here. Like,
I thought I'd get a niche porn and do ballet feet porn.
Porn still is fine.
And make a great living on my toes.
Feel free to do that one whenever. But you know, they're like, I made my money off here. I grew my business off. And okay, well, you took advantage of something that was already there.
Right.
So I don't feel bad for you if it's gone because you can't make money anymore.
Yeah.
Even though you worked hard at it, it still seems like an easy way to make money.
My business was that I would, during the summer, I would let parents do mother's mornings out. They would bring their kids to the library, and I would go up and pick out a book for free and read it to them. And I would get $25 per child. And the library is like...
Not if you dress like a woman.
That's a good one. You can't take advantage of this and make money off of us. I'm like, well, I'm a taxpayer, and this is a free library. Yeah, but you're making money off us now, and that's not cool. And that's where that all kicks in, because Meta was finally like, we sitting here building a bunch of businesses, and they ain't paying us nothing for it. Meta ads.
Yep. They were pinpointed, too, but still.
Well, they used to, but a lot of states changed their, including... California changed their privacy laws on a lot of that stuff, and you cannot. It's private that I'm 62 years old and live in Pasadena.
Yeah.
Pasadena.
Are there more jobs?
Pasadena.
Altadena. Are there more jobs now that are remote? I don't know the ratio of that.
There
now.
Was, but I think that's changing because there's less jobs.
I wonder how people, because not just that lady I've seen on the news, I know people that have gone places at the drop of a hat just to go.
Yeah.
For days at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what? How?
For sure. Just like, I mean, even if you've got, like, pets.
You know why?
Tanya, I'm going to need you to come by the house for another month and babysit my dog.
If I'm on vacation plan or retired, that's the only way I know I get to go somewhere. Other than that, there's a schedule.
Yeah,
and I like a routine. You got to have it.
Yeah, creature of habit. But at the same time, though, like, I don't know that I could, even if I had, like, I mean, silly money. I don't know that I could ever just like go just squander it. Not that that's a squander. I mean, again, she's probably very religious and that's her faith and all that stuff. And again, you know, see, all of my religion's good history's already happened, except for this one big thing that's going to happen. But yet, I don't know when it's going to be to ask off.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't know.
I don't know when it's going to be to ask off. Matter of fact, I think when it happens, I won't have to ask off.
Nope.
I think when it happens, there's going to be like a some kind of warning, maybe a trumpet sounding, perhaps.
I feel like
I'm back. That's the Lord coming back.
Oh.
The trumpets blare. You don't know the Bible.
I do. I didn't know it.
It wouldn't be like that, though. It wouldn't be like that. It'd
now introducing like, the Lord.
It'd probably be like they'd play it off one of them big Ricola flutes, whatever that thing's called.
Well, it's a big Amsterdam horns or whatever the hell.
It's like, yeah, Dutchland. Dutch?
Not longer than a bugle, for sure.
I went back and found that video yesterday that you played, the Massengill commercial. Boy, that was creepy.
It really was.
It was like from the 70s, and it was a mother-daughter talking about douching.
I don't think I've ever had that conversation with my mother. Do you feel fresh today, darling? No, Mommy. God, I think I need to douche.
You know, in real conversations, it wasn't do you. It's like, girl, you don't.
You stink.
Here. Take a squirt, you douche.
I mean, what was your... I mean, not to be vulgar, but she would assume either you have female problems, like, you got your period, honey, or did you have sex with that guy last night? I mean, those are conversations your mother would never have with you. At least mine
wouldn't, for sure.
It's like, you stink. You need to get that back in the shower. I can smell you from here.
God.
She would never say that to me.
If I was in the womb and the good Lord said to me, being a little peanut-sized baby fetus.
Which one you want to be?
You're going to be born a woman. I'd be like, don't. Just like, get me out of here now.
Would you swim backwards, you think?
I would.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going after the nose. This ain't going to work out.
You're like Randy Orton at WrestleMania at a time when the little sperm was going down there.
I just want to see what it's like to be a man
to be a snake.
For one day. And then I'd probably go, this isn't what it's cracked up to
be. There are several movies about that.
Yeah.
In fact.
I would never want to. There's nothing appealing about being a woman to me.
But Fatboy Arsenal.
But you want women and you stare at them constantly. Isn't that ironic?
It is weird how that works.
That you don't want to be that, but you love that.
Obsess over it.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the guy who called yesterday and said he works with, and I may be wrong in the correlation, but he works with a woman that's now a man who's in a relationship with a man that used to be a woman.
I love it.
They just switched.
One of those going.
Switched outfits.
Back and forth.
And such. It's kind of wild.
Such.
When they figure it out at that point, like, look, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Like, we're confusing each other.
I don't know. I mean, look at it like a car. Like, you know, some of them. Like, I saw a car yesterday. You know how, like, you can tell by the headlights behind you, like, if it's a newer car?
Yeah, because it tried to kill you. Well, burn a light through your head.
They're brighter.
They're brighter, but they're not just your traditional two lights. It'll be like, you know, the way Cybertrucks are across the front. But then a lot of the newer Tellurides and all those kind of have those. Even some of the new Broncos have those lights in the front. They just look futuristic or whatever.
Yeah.
I had one riding my ass last night.
They blind you.
Not in a good way, fat boy. Yeah. In a pretentious, hurry up kind of way.
Yeah.
I was going the country way. I not in a hurry.
That's the worst when you go that way and somebody's still trying to.
Yeah. Like, y'all just doing it to not have to drive 85. I'm doing it because I like this scenery.
No, they're in a big hurry to go nowhere, usually.
Alabama did a song about that, Paige. But anyway, the car passes me, and it was like a Mercury Sable from the 90s. But it looked, in the 90s, it looked futuristic. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the front of it still looked that way, but when it drove by me in rose gold.
Oh, it was somebody's granny, wasn't it?
No, it was a younger guy. But he was driving like a rose gold or a Mercury Sable. It was a Mercury.
God, I must have stolen it.
Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. And
she'll buy one and cruise it up and down the road.
You've seen those. Like those Geo Storms, when they first came out, they looked like some of the cars from Back to the Future 2. It's like, wow, that's weird looking, man. That's the car of the future. And now we're like,
You see that?
It just looks what... Like, when you ask someone now, what's the future look like? There's not any imagination for that anymore. Like, we've already imaginated past, our brain limits. Like
you're not thinking that they're going to be like round little diskette things, like flying saucers, like the Jetsons.
I mean, I never thought I'd see the Cybertruck. It looks like something from RoboCop.
Yeah,
it looks like something from a bad kind of sci-fi movie. Actually, it's to me, it looks like it's not finished. It's missing.
It's the flare. An artsy looking vehicle for
like
sure.
A Total Recall car.
I just kind of
yeah.
You know how when there's a certain make and model of a car that I won't name it because many of you like this car, and in fact, someone that may hear this and take great offense to it. But there's a certain make and model of a car you just always, whether you said it or knew it to be true or whatever, and it's like, well, he's got a tiny one. Is he driving that thing?
It's a 2010 Daewoo.
When I see a Cybertruck, that's in my mind now. Like, what? This is some overcompensation. I really feel that. Not necessarily Wang size, but like something.
It's that
like,
always
look. You're not trying to blend in, and you don't have to blend in life. You be who you are. But you're driving that thing around like,
yeah.
That's always the correlation, right?
Mr. Big Wiener.
What is the correlation for women though? Like, what would your
like driving a yellow Corvette?
Well, yeah, it means you have a little vagina, I guess.
Yeah. No, big one. Because it's opposite for them. Yeah,
I would drive a McLaren or something something pretty fast.
Yeah.
If I had the money.
What you'd love to see somebody.
I have a DeLorean at my lake house.
Just drive by in a Cybertruck with a hog and a half, just like throwing it out the window. Like, look, take your stereotype and shove it, buddy.
Like a Ferrari would be nice for me.
A just hog so, and a half.
No, just so you can. I want a car where you start that car, it wakes up your whole damn neighborhood. And that's when you go to work. And you're like, damn.
Or just take your muffler off.
Yeah, you just called out every Honda with a wing on the back,
or any person that drives them little Fast and the Furious. Not the main Fast and Furious car, but like the side. You know,
like a Supra or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I want the biggest pickup truck. When I start that thing, you're gonna know I'm going to work in the morning.
What does she do?
Your old neighbor's gonna be. You're running late again. Paige, I used to wake up by your engine as my cock-a-doodle do. Guess what? You've been making me late.
Somebody went to Main Street and got some Flowmasters.
That's what I want.
Pedro, we're burning Knox.
I have a neighbor who has a truck, and it's like the motorcycle guys and the truck guys. They have to start it on the weekends and just let it run for a while. Yeah. We know you're going out.
What are Jeep people? The Jeepers, they have gangs. They all drive up to the mountains together.
Yeah.
Swap ducks.
They swap ducks. They actually stole that from Taylor Swift friendship bracelets.
I saw one that said Rubicon, but it didn't say con. It said the C word on the end. I swear to you. I got to find a picture of it.
Have you seen Rubicon. The Shaka Khan version.
Was there
of that?
A girl driving? Or
God,
driving?
I hope so. I just saw it parked. I didn't see anybody in it.
It's often tough to tell by the haircut. I've noticed that when you look at the profile of someone from behind, yeah. You're like,
really?
It's a bunny.
Come on, dude. Like, come on, man. And then when you go by and it's like, it's a woman with a man haircut. You know what I'm saying?
You got to show it to me so I know.
Yeah, flash me to make sure. But even then, I'm going to have to slow down and get a good look.
Or it's a dude with a really cute ponytail.
Even if you flash me the boobs, I'm like, well, you're a dude that got implants or like testosterone replacement.
You're that guy who lost that bet and had to get the breast implants from Barstool or whatever it was.
Show me that thing. Make sure we're on the same page so I know what to call you. That's what you should do.
I don't want to offend you. I'm about to call you a slur of some kind, but I need to know exactly your background before I say this because I don't want to offend you.
Yeah, that's why I got to see what you got down there so I'll know what to
say. We're being sarcastic right now, nerds, that people who are easily jostled.
Don't try to wake up Mark Hendricks already.
I was jarred by that. I was jarred.
Yeah, I was a little taken aback, to be honest with you.
That reminds me of my buddy's dad, and we were back in high school. Their dog, for some reason, the dad did not realize the dog was standing there. And he turned around and about tripped over the dog. And he looked, and we were in the other room or nearby or whatever. And he just looks at that dog and says, "Ow, you jarred me." It is, ow, you jarred me, because he just took that stutter step where you just feel like you're losing your whole what is it called, when you need a V8, you're
equilibrium.
That's it. Look at you.
Equilibrium. Little dogs are the worst about that.
Just being right up there.
Yeah, just right around your feet doing figure eights.
Maybe that's why a lot of them hump you, so you'll know.
I'm here.
They're alerting you. I'm here. Don't take a step. I stepped on a pair of glasses yesterday.
Oh, are they readers?
Yeah, but still.
Did you break them?
Oh, big time. It sounded like Stone Cold was hitting the ring.
Somebody's going to Dollar Tree today.
Literally like, no, I get mine on Amazon. I get a six-pack.
You have a prescription?
No. The eye doctor told me what I would... I forget the opposites of this. I can't see good up close, so I'm near or far?
You are...
Can't see good up
close. It seems like it would be
near-sighted.
I'm far-sighted because I can't see up close. See, it seems like it would be the opposite. I can read from further away than I can up close. What up?
What if your eye doctor only had one eye?
I have to be up close to see. Need glasses to see.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
But nevertheless, they said, hey, you're farsighted. So this is the prescription you need. You go over here. We have a bunch of Warby Parkers and all this stuff.
Warby Parker, come get you a pair.
I already have an eye doctor, Dr. Amazon, and he does me a 3-for-18 pack.
I think he was asking if you like the far side.
Oh, okay, I see.
Look at me, dummy. Can you see?
Oh, can't you see?
Can't you see?
What that woman? Oh, wait a minute. That's a man. Sorry.
Love it.
Can't you see my five fingers?
We do have a whole bunch of stuff to do today. First off, here in a little over 1 hour, get ready. Facebook fussing. With the likes of Jennifer Haight Hewitt.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Jen will be on with us. And then, I went and I got them out of my own pocket.
You did not.
We have 3 ice cold Sprite Zeros.
Well, I'm thirsty. Should I just not drink anything or get some water?
I mean, I'd get some water because we're not going to do that till probably 8 o'clock hour.
All right, I'll need water.
Did you keep the receipt? Get reimbursed?
No, because I self-scanned. And I had to see the cashier for it. And I'm like, you know what? If I've already bypassed him for this, I don't want to go get the receipt from him.
Tell him to go back and make a chicken biscuit. You're not needed. You're not needed up front.
He's right. He's right. Wow. I went to the Sphinx on Highway 14 is badass. I mean, it's big.
You think Stuart's got a favorite one? I'd like to ask him.
He's probably like with kids. He couldn't say.
Is it like high tech?
It's like them out.
They have that. 3 self-scanners.
I love that.
That's great. Yeah. And they've even got the like a Chick-fil-A drive-thru where you kind of go together but then split up when you get
like home. Mecca.
I love it.
That is beautiful. Makes you want to cry.
The smell of chicken in the air. Oh.
God, man, the fingers. Make some fat fingers at the one that sent
it. Keep your hands away from me, boy.
Keep talking food. I'm hungry.
So the Sprite
you like my food, don't you?
From yesterday's Best Damn Audio Buffet, we played the clip that most people cannot chug a Sprite and not... And you keep talking and not just have this demonic,
I'm excited about
creepy
this.
Burp talk. So we're going to do a segment of that today.
I'm waiting to see what kind of things spew out.
But you got to chug the whole thing.
Well,
right?
Let's do it from the mouth only today, Paige.
Oh, damn. I was looking forward to something to see you guys do.
I'm going to chug this and just see whatever spews. I don't know.
If that happens.
I started crying Sprite this morning, you guys.
Hey, babies.
What does that mean? If Paige is crying Sprite, which Pope are we going to get, guys?
What does that mean?
Beelzebub.
Lordy.
That's bad.
All right, so all that stuff I just said. Your phone calls and texts 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLC Motors.
Motors.
TLC Motors. You'll see why in the fussing later why I'm having a hard time, because one of my characters has can't spell worth a flip. No. All right, Paige, what is up in the Plex? And remind everyone not to text and drive, please.
Please do not text and drive.
Thank you.
There's somebody who needs to get somewhere fast. A Florida woman was arrested for shoving something down her wife's pants.
Oh, good old Lesbo Florida story.
Wow, shoving down her pants. Mm-hmm. Down, not up her pants.
And
down
it was in pants. Florida. Could be anything.
I'm going to say a chalk box.
I'm going to say a crocodile.
Oh, good answer.
I'm thinking
fingerless weightlifting gloves. A hammer.
Oh. A seminal wind.
Sweatband.
What part of Florida? You know?
Yeah, that would help.
Port Lucie or Port?
Oh, probably a baseball. because that's where they do spring training. Oh, I'm going to say it's a baseball.
Is that further south, like Tomato Man territory?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. St. Lucie.
Does it help you any better?
Some country lesbos out there.
At 3 a.m.?
At 3 a.m.? Uh-huh. Two baseballs in. Okay. I'll go two baseballs.
Oh, right in the front.
Yeah, right up. Yeah. I wanted you to have balls. You tell everybody your balls are in my purse. Well, they're in your own pants now, bitch.
You got them back.
All right, Jennifer.
All right, the true answer next in your Rise Guys headlines. Happy Thursday.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to us this morning by Gosling Electric. We begin with a story about a woman who got arrested for shoving something down her wife's pants.
I'm going to say a fist.
I said baseballs, but I'm now going to ask, was it bigger than a bread box?
No.
Okay.
Was it her face, maybe?
Was it something like a lesbian accessory? By that, don't be mean.
I imagine not like something that Melissa would advise.
Okay.
No, not in
that. I meant like a rod and reel.
No. Ooh. No.
Watch me fish.
We don't like rods.
Just give us the reel.
Happened around 3 a.m. and Allison was playing video games in the living room.
By the way,
some
of my best friends are lesbians, so you can kiss off if you get mad.
Oh, I know lesbians, so I can make these jokes.
Yep.
And she saw her wife doing something in the kitchen.
She's playing video games. She's a gamer.
All right, so she saw. I'll begin with the story because it'll get too confusing unless I give you more clues. She was making nachos in the kitchen at 3 a.m.
Salsa. Shove salsa down her pants.
So we can guess that maybe some alcohol, some sippy was involved in
tequila.
This?
Tequila.
Oh, tequila gets you naked. So I can see that. So the wife, who's 40, Cheers. Told police that Allison told her it was too late to eat and made a comment about her weight. Oh, no, you didn't.
It's probably the mom from yesterday's All Advice show.
So they started arguing. Then Allison grabbed a handful of cheesy nachos and shoved them down the back of her wife's pants.
Oh, the back. Well, I mean, either way with a woman, either way with a person, it would hurt. Hot nachos in the front or back.
Was the cheese hot? Like just fresh out of the.
She's making it.
Yeah.
Oh. Cheesy, she's like, here, you fat cheesy. Lesbian. How you like this?
Take this Valvita.
Nachos.
Madge Vita.
Matthew, he was a porn star wrestler. Valvita. Hey, ladies. Hey, baby.
They almost cut his stuff off.
Hey, baby, I'm Valvita.
It gets worse. Shall I tell more?
Well, you're going to anyway.
Yeah, yeah. As she was changing into new pants, she says Allison attacked her, pushed her head against the wall, and slammed her head into the floor. She
I like ended it when you're rough with me.
With a knot on her head.
Mm. I can see what they look like.
Like a garlic knot or like a... or they're fighting with food. I didn't know.
No, I think one of those like protruding...
Yeah. Like a Fred Flintstone would get, where he'd just get like seven inches above his head.
With black and blue around her forehead.
Oh, you got the mugshot, fat boy?
Yeah. Right,
I'm going to scroll over or walk.
I don't know which one this is.
I'm living real life. Scroll over.
Scroll over.
Can I put my hand on your shoulders?
This is from...
I ain't
what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
Let's see if I can find.
I was expecting somebody like.
I thought she'd at least have a mullet, like a
Tig
cross.
Notaro or whatever.
Okay.
Nailed it this time.
I know. I practice at home before I say it now.
Ooh, that ain't the right one. Hang on.
Good Lord, she looks like she'd be in Megadeth.
She'll like Dave Mustaine and Bud Nick.
She looks just like Dave Mustaine. Oh my God. Paige, you're saying?
Oh, it gets worse. So she also said that Allison held her down and used her fingers to fish hook her.
Fish hook her.
That's a good.
That's what
one.
By the cheeks.
That's the people that got killed last summer.
All or in while that movie. Telling her she was the you one in mean. Charge.
She was. I'm in charge.
I'm
here.
The boss of you.
Take these hot nachos. Now I had to burn her hand taking a handful of cheese nachos going down the pan.
That's one of those BDSM moves where you. You're back here, and you take the and you hook the front
of their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, God, do tell.
Like putting a bit in their God, mouth, like a horse bit.
That is crazy.
You only do this stuff to somebody you don't like respect. You know.
I feel that also. Like when she said she grabbed her by the hair and pushed her head against the wall. It's like this sounds very sexy.
Yeah.
And then it was a handful of freaking frijoles up the butt or whatever. It was. Oh my God. They re-refried now, bitch.
Re-refried.
Write that down. Put them back in the oven a third time.
I'm going to.
They tri-fried beans.
Give you a new mullet.
Okay. So.
Oh, man.
This is what happened. She claimed that her wife was drunk and rolled around in the nachos after throwing them against a wall.
What do they have? Like some
no,
kind of,
that's not going to happen.
They had a table spread?
A salsa bar.
But parts of her story didn't line up, and cops say that they found nacho cheese inside the victim's pants. Nacho cheese!
You know who should have responded was the cop who laughed at the meth pipe raccoon yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He should have responded to that call.
God, that was great, too.
Well, how could he not? I mean, how often do you see
it? He was holding it like he used it before, so I don't know why you wouldn't.
How did
laugh.
People do radio before there was, like, actual audio? Like, everybody had a recorder in their pocket, and you could just capture these great moments.
They made stuff up and lied to people?
Yeah, they did. They had their friends call in and say, you know, whatever. I'm getting ready to jump off the bridge or whatever it is.
I don't think Coach Ford actually called Lovin' Hudson ever. So, or Strom Thurmond.
It sounded like they were saying bored, so I think that might be how they did it.
So she's
maybe
not?
Maybe with Strong Thermos as well. I don't know. Now, that was the real Susan B. Anthony Jones, I will tell you that. I'm a fan. Kiss my ass. They were like legends. And you won't find that in radio anymore.
Nope.
Not legends. We're here. But I meant where people would pay homage to the ones who laid the tracks.
So they're not communicating right now.
Ooh. I'm more of a Hudson than I am Love, if I'm being honest.
I'm sorry. She's not allowed to have any contact with her wife now, but they live together. So police say that she could get her stuff if they went in. They don't live together, so she can get her stuff if they went in with her. So, you know,
I'm sorry.
It's not clear.
Will you hold these two?
They might also work together, but both of them are registered nurses.
Oh, okay.
Ma'am, what is this? You know how they have them boots for your cars when you didn't pay your tickets or whatever? It's called something similar. Rhymes with boot, but it goes down there.
They knew what they were doing as far as like placement and stuff, like where to put it to make it hurt.
But, like, can I ask you a very personal question, Paige?
Yeah.
If someone were to take a handful of hot nachos with the cheese and such, And they said, I'm going to put these down your pants.
And the jalapenos.
Front or back, your choice.
I would definitely back.
Yeah, me too.
Because there's more padding, and I don't want to burn that part, you know, because that would be painful.
What part?
The vagina part.
Oh,
the
vagina part. I don't think you'd want cheese down there either. So
no.
Either way.
No more than you have to.
I mean, you wouldn't want to burn your you-know-what with hot cheese. Scalding testicles.
T-whack.
You talking about my ding-a-ling?
Yes. Your ding-a-ling.
That's one of those where I hate saying boobies and boobs, not being able to say the T word.
Are you
but
a wee-wee?
But I'm fine to say tallywhacker.
I'm going to say, ding-a-ling. You're
a wee-wee. Wanger. Whatever. My goober. I don't care. It's fine.
Say wee-wee. That's what my mom said.
Well, that sounds small, and I am not. So thank you.
The old slinger. The old wise slinger.
That's right. I was NWA sling.
The old yogurt slinger.
The old slinger. Fat boy, what is up in damn sports?
Well, when you thought Tom Brady was perfect, right? Everybody did. Well, he talks about his...
He's not?
No, well, evidently he's not impervious to F-ups. He talks about his worst fail as a parent so far. This is what you get out of Tom Brady now. Not talking about football.
All right.
Because we're in the off season.
Yeah.
And he still pods. So you got to talk about something, right?
He pod. Is that the verb for that? That he doesn't podcast anymore? He pods?
He does his own pod?
I would think so. No, it's just like one of those.
He's a guest pod.
Well, he pops on and somebody else does all the work.
He's got his Conrad Thompson out there.
Just like when you hear any celebrity, they do all the, you know, they don't do all
the work. Oh, he's got a pod producer.
Like, you know how their studios don't look like our studios? It's literally a chair with a microphone sitting there. Mm-hmm. That's because it's not a studio.
Yeah.
And
then
also people on the fourth wall over there with all the lights and the cameras and holding the boom mics and all that bullcrap. Yeah. It's just us literally doing it the old fashioned way.
We do everything. The celebs just show up. They don't know how to book guests, edit audio.
No.
Yeah. Work bits or anything.
Of course, we didn't know how to get our guests on the other day, but okay. Through several phone calls and video streams, we talked to.
Hi, Jesse.
I've been sitting here, man.
I've been sitting here listening to you.
I think you might have been fumbling a little with the phone for a second there.
That was a good papow. He made me happy.
I told you, damn it. I make people happy.
We got family reunion, church house, page.
I ain't pouring cement no more. I'm pouring twos
dirty
in your
mind,
ears.
Dirty little mind.
Rattle, 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 hookah, chugga, how.
Fat boy, we will get into some sports next. Paige, join us. And everyone listening, too. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Tom Brady. Thomas Edward Brady. Kisses his dad on the mouth, but we're not talking about that here. He kisses the kids on the mouth, too.
What do you think about men who kiss their mothers on the mouth? I never did, but I know I have a couple friends who did that, and I just thought,
Start to think kissing anybody on the mouth now is kind of weird.
your wife, you should still smooch on.
Yeah, that's...
I was talking to Fat Boy.
Yes. That should be lovely to you.
He was getting ready.
Come here, give me some sugar.
Come here.
So, you just lit my phone, girl.
Feeding time. Feeding time. Otis, give me a kiss. So, Tom Brady shared recently what he had a talk with his kids. He's got three of them, and they were all upset at something that previously happened.
Dad just opened a sports card store.
I went in that one. Here's Tom talking about being a dad.
I regret that my kids, it's tough on my kids for sure. I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. But I do understand, for my kids, that was really hard. There's some things as a parent you don't realize until after. There's no perfect manual for it. You got to evaluate yourself as a parent too all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show, and when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, it was electric. We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment, I'll never forget. And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day. I felt like a stake through the heart.
Of course, he's talking about the roast,
on
Netflix.
But is there...
Which I can't remember now if it was good or not.
It's decent. Once all... I feel like a lot of those are just interchangeable. You just change the names in the jokes, Lampanelli's and such. I mean, she was great.
Yeah.
But some of them, it just seemed like they were doing the same jokes, just changing the people's names. It's there was a blueprint for it.
There's a lot of comedians. Look, I get it. They try to position
each
other.
And they also run it by them ahead of time. That's something they don't advertise, but they absolutely are not getting, sandbagged by these jokes.
Yeah.
Because they told them, hey, here's certain things you can't say anything. No gay stuff was one of them.
Well, that was the rule when you spent the night with your buddy.
Well, I think it was he was at 3 months at A-Rod's house, was he not?
Might have been.
Who's now apparently...
Jeter's house, right? No. He was renting out in Tampa?
I thought it was A-Rod's.
When he first got there, it was Jeter's house, I believe. Okay.
Well, I'm definitely not good at roasting, so I think...
I'm more of a crock pocker.
We're out of here.
We're out of here on that.
Yep.
Little TB12. Goes and stays at hotels, what his alias is?
Terry Bradshaw.
Damn you.
Oh.
Damn you.
That was a good conspiracy mystery, that one.
That was one of the best. That one stands right there beside... Baron Trump, the time traveler. I love that one. I had a ball doing that one.
That was good.
Or the guy who used deer teeth for his actual teeth.
Yeah.
Deer teeth.
Because he was ridiculed by all the people, and so he would, every time he'd shoot a deer, if they had any teeth that matched up to his,
I saw that. Yeah.
He made his own dentures out of deer teeth.
Bless.
Well, you should hear some of the stories about our first presidents. Paige, let's take a break.
Okay.
We're going to come back. We've got Facebook Fusion coming up. It's a new thing.
Fusion.
Yep. We're integrating various, it's Facebook Fusion.
With some great names.
That'll become with some awesome names. We've already told you about Jennifer Hate Hewitt. The likes of Burnt Reynolds is going to join us as well. That's right. He didn't get out before he exploded.
Yeah.
So much, much more. Your phone calls, though, we can get that going. 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. If you're an introvert, you can text. Same number, 1-800-774-0093.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.